today and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning for a few moments, could you please turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. The book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Amen. That's 1 Samuel. Amen. Amen. It's right after Judges and before 2 Samuel. Amen. Amen. When you have it, say amen. If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so, giving reverence unto the Lord. Amen. In 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, beginning with the first verse. And we're going to climax on that fifth verse. Amen. Amen. And it reads, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul? Seeing I have rejected him from reign over Israel. Fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me king among his sons." God is not going to let us go without a shepherd.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with thee."
That's right.
"And say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord."
That's right.
"And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me," you hear that? "Anoint unto me him who I named unto thee."
Well,
and Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, "Cometh thou peacefully?" And that's another sermon. And he said, "Peacefully, peaceable, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord."
That's right.
"Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When God gave me so many different sermons inside of those first five verses. Amen. But what I want to talk to you about today, church, is there is something on the inside of you. Can I have your attention for a few moments this morning?
Amen.
Can I get your undivided attention this morning?
Amen. Amen.
There is something on the inside of each and every one of you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Throughout the course of our lives, we all go through times where we feel inadequate.
Amen.
And underqualified.
Amen.
To do what God had called us to do.
That's right.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right.
Like Deacon Hammer read that this morning. See, there was something on the inside of her. There was something on the inside. See, and we sometimes think that we are underqualified.
That's right.
To do those things.
That's right. That's right.
But I just want to inform you this morning, each and every one of you, listen to me today. Each and every one of you has something inside of you that is great.
Amen. All right. All right, Father.
Each and every one of you. I don't care what nobody says.
Well,
I don't care what nobody thinks.
Right.
Each and every one of you.
Amen.
Has something great.
Amen.
Inside of you. Each of us has something powerful inside of us.
Well,
each one of us has potential.
That's right. That's right.
That we not even yet realize. Potential in each and every one of us. How many times we let Satan tell us?
My.
How many times we let Satan tell us? I can't do this.
My Lord.
I can't do that.
My Lord. All right.
How many times we tell, how many times we allow Satan to tell us that?
Amen.
Satan continue to tell us that, and we continue to sit on our do nothing.
Well.
And do nothing.
Well.
How many times each and every one of us can do something when you are in Christ Jesus?
That's
each and every
right.
one of you right. have been given a gift.
That's right. Amen.
To edify the body.
Amen.
And if you're not using that gift, woe unto you.
All right. Right.
Each one of us can do something.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Whether you're doing it or not.
Right.
It's between you and God.
I know.
You're going to have to give an account.
Amen.
I'm just here telling you, amen. You are somebody.
Amen.
There is something inside of each and every one. I don't care how old you are.
That's right.
Or how young you are. You can do something.
Amen.
And we sit back and allow Satan.
My Lord.
The scum that he is.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We allow him.
Yes, sir.
To tell us. We can't teach Bible.
My.
We allow him to tell us we can't pray.
All right.
We allow him to tell us we can't help one another.
My Lord.
We allow him just because we got a grudge against somebody.
Yes, sir.
Just because somebody did something to us.
My.
We allow Satan to tell us, I ain't helping them.
Well.
I ain't going to do nothing for them.
Well.
We allow Satan. Whoever you yield your members to.
All right.
If you can't work with somebody.
Huh?
You're doing exactly what Satan wants.
That's right.
You got to look beyond people, folks.
Amen.
And see the need. All of us have need for something.
Yes, sir.
All of us can have need for something.
Amen. Amen.
And if you continue allow Satan to let you be his puppet, he's going to have you dangling up and down. He's going to tell you when to move your arm. He's going to tell you when to move your legs. Satan ain't going to do that.
Right.
But you, when you're in Christ Jesus,
yes,
you are a new creature.
Yes,
old things are passed away.
Yes,
and behold, all things become new.
Yes,
on each and every one of you, there's something good. There's potential in each and every one of you.
Yes,
regardless on what people say.
Amen.
And one thing I don't like when people say, you're just like your dad.
My.
You're just like your mom.
Well.
Why are you putting a curse on your children?
Well.
Why are you putting a curse on your children?
Uh-huh.
Just because daddy did it that way, just because mama did it that way, that don't mean you got to do it that way.
You're right.
Come out from among me. And be ye separated.
All right.
Lord, help us all. Lord, help us all today.
Amen.
There's a potential in each and every one of us. There's potential.
Amen.
Always, every time you go and ask people something, I can't do this.
Lord,
I can't do that. Find somebody else to do.
Lord,
I got to work all day.
Lord,
I got to do this. You go to work, don't you? Where you can do something for the Lord.
Amen.
Because if it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't have that 9-to-5 that
right.
you got.
Right.
You wouldn't be driving in the cars that
right.
you got.
Right.
Because I'm here to tell you, you didn't wake yourself up this morning.
Amen.
God did.
That's right.
And it's only by his grace and his mercy.
Yes.
Each and every one of us got potential.
Yes.
Amen. The first king of Israel was Saul.
That's right.
Why? Because the people asked for it.
Amen. Yeah.
God said, yeah. I'll be your God.
That's right.
And you be my people.
Yeah.
But you're going to have the audacity
my.
To tell me. You want to be like somebody else. And God said, I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you that taskmaster. I'm going to give you somebody that don't like you. I'm going to give you somebody that's going to misuse you. I'm going to give you what you want.
That's right. Amen.
The first king of Israel. And we know that Saul turned from the Lord.
That's right.
And refused to obey God's commands.
Amen. Amen.
And just because he was because of this, he was rejected by God.
That's right.
As king of Israel.
That's right.
And one thing about God, God always got a ram in the bush.
Amen.
He always got a ram in the bush.
Amen.
And God will not leave his sheep shepherdless.
That's right.
Amen. 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 He will not do it. It's something that we do.
Yeah.
It's something that, but God, if we listen to God, God will not leave us without a shepherd.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Why? Because God loves us.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because God knows a sheep cannot be led.
That's right.
Unless they got a shepherd.
Amen. Amen.
If you know anything about sheep, you'll know that a sheep, I ain't calling nobody dumb now, but a sheep is a what? Dumb animal.
Amen.
When one jump over a cliff,
that's right.
They all gonna jump over a cliff. That's why you got a shepherd right there. And the wolves come, that shepherd right there.
Amen.
To fight out the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. Hey, so God asked Samuel, the prophet, to go to Bethlehem.
Right.
Seek out a man named Jesse.
Right.
Because God said, I selected one of his sons.
That's right. That's right.
To be the next king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
God has been so good to us.
Amen.
He told Samuel what to do.
Mm-hmm.
He told Samuel what to do. But Samuel was afraid because if Samuel had believed in God.
Well.
And trusted in God, he wouldn't have made those remarks that he made.
Amen.
He wouldn't have made though Saul gonna kill me if he hear that I'm coming.
Amen.
See, we gotta realize when God tell you something, you can rest assured God is gonna make a way
all
for
right.
you. You don't have to worry about all nothing.
Right. All right.
You don't have to worry about nothing. God got right. your back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. God, don't worry about what man should do to you.
Yes, sir.
But you better worry about not using your potential.
Amen.
All right.
You better worry about not using your potential.
All right. All right.
To the glory of God.
All right.
Because you're going to have to give an account.
Amen.
God said, I gave it to you.
That's right.
And you didn't use it.
Oh.
God help us all. And we see that. We see that the story go on that Jesse brought seven of his sons.
Yep.
To the sacrifice.
Yeah.
Now he had eight.
Yeah.
But he only bought seven.
That's right.
One by one, they marched before Samuel. Samuel saw potential in every last one.
That's right.
Every last one of them, he saw potential.
That's right.
They walked by him one by one.
That's right.
And he looked around, God, that's him? God said, no. If that's him, God? No. Seven times? No.
Amen.
And then Samuel said, hey, you got another son.
That's right.
Where your other son?
Amen.
Oh, he out there in the field. He out there in the field tending the sheep.
Uh-huh.
And what Samuel said, come on, man, let's sit down and eat.
Amen.
And you go out there and get that young man.
Amen.
You go out there and get him and bring him in. And then when he came in, God said, that's the man.
That's right.
That's the man.
That's right.
And we know who that man was.
That's right.
That was King David.
Amen.
Man after God own heart.
Amen.
Amen. That was God want. A man after his own heart.
Yeah.
See, right. We got to understand all seven of them have potential.
Yeah.
God, something that all of them have something good about them.
Right.
That's why I'm telling you today. There's something good about each
Amen.
And every one.
Amen.
Regardless
Amen.
Of what somebody say,
Amen.
There's potential in each
yes,
and every one.
Yes, sir.
There's
yes,
potential
sir.
In each and
yes,
every
sir.
One.
Yes,
and
sir.
We know the story how David was the youngest son. Was the youngest son. The Bible said over in 1 Samuel 16 and 12 and 13, they sent for him and brought him in. David was a little rugged fella.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. The Bible says he had a beautiful countenance. Amen. Amen. Right. And he was good right. to look at.
All right.
So, in other words, David was a handsome man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. David didn't look bad. Amen. 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 And the Lord told Samuel to rise up.
That's right.
And anoint him.
That's right.
And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David.
Amen.
From that
Amen.
Day on.
Amen.
David went on to become the greatest king of Israel history.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
One by one, they walked past Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel saw potential in each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, church, I'm here today. I'm here to tell you today there's potential in each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm speaking into your life today.
Right.
There's potential in each and every one of you today.
All right.
There's something on the inside of you today that God wants to use you in a mighty way.
Amen.
But how can he use you when he don't even have you?
My Lord.
You can't serve God with a half heart.
All right. All right.
You got to serve him with your whole heart.
All right.
You got to say, I yield myself to thee.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, because God ain't going to be in no competition with nobody.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
God ain't in no competition with nobody.
Right. You're right.
The Bible says, whoever you yield your member to,
my Lord.
If you yield them to God, then that's God
right.
is your father.
That's
Amen.
Right.
If you yield your member to Satan,
that's right.
then Satan your dad.
Amen. Amen.
You cannot get to heaven. Straddle the fence.
Yeah, all right. All right.
One by one, they came.
Mm-hmm.
And David was chosen because God saw a heart that pleased him.
That's right. That's right.
God saw a heart. Mm-hmm. Each one of us here today got unlimited potential.
Mm-hmm.
If we just tap into it and stop giving Satan the credit. Stop letting Satan tell you that you can't do this and
Amen.
You can't do that.
Amen.
Won't you go ahead and tell the truth? You don't want to do it.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I can't do this. I ain't got time to do this.
Well,
you got time to go anywhere else.
Right. Right. Right.
Do whatever you want to do.
Right. Right.
Go see whoever you want to see.
All right. All
but
right.
when it comes down to God.
My Lord. My Lord. My Lord.
Lord, help us today. Lord, help us today.
All right. All right.
Samuel saw potential in the shepherd boy.
Yes, sir.
He looked beyond the kid.
That's right. That's
and
right.
he looked beyond David's inadequacy.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here to tell you today.
That's right.
Each one of us can do something.
That's right.
Each one of us can do something.
Amen.
Each one of us can do something.
That's right.
We might can't do what the other can do, but you can do something.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You can do something to benefit the body.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
If you're going to usher, usher.
Amen.
If you're going to sing in the choir, sing in the choir.
Amen.
If you're going to help clean up, clean up.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Whatever you need to do.
Yes, sir.
You need to do it to the best of your ability.
That's right.
Amen.
And you ain't doing it for me.
Amen.
You ain't doing it for none of the deacons. You ain't doing it for none of the mothers. You ain't doing it for nobody. You doing it for God.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Because if you're looking for praise from me, I might feel bad that day.
Well,
I might not give you what you want.
All right.
Only what you do for Christ.
All right.
We'll last.
All right. All right.
That's why we need to be about our Father's business.
All right.
I'm trying to speak potential into all of our lives.
Yeah.
We can do something.
Yes, sir.
You ever been around people that tell you, you ain't about nothing?
My Lord. My Lord.
You ain't going to be nothing.
My Lord.
You ain't going nowhere.
Well,
you ain't about nothing. Have you been around old folks?
Amen.
You
Amen.
Prove them wrong.
Amen.
You prove them wrong. You stay with God.
That's right.
And
That's
you
right.
tell them.
That's right.
That with God, all things are possible. All,
right.
all things are possible.
Amen. Amen. It's all right, Pastor.
God is so good. But you know, it all started because somebody who believed in David.
Well,
spoke to his potential.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, we must understand. It was God that called.
That's right.
But it was Samuel that spoke the potential in his life.
Well,
it was Samuel that elevated him.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help us all today.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help us all today. And you know, and it was David who killed Goliath.
That's right. That's
it was David, not his brothers.
That's right.
It was David that who killed Goliath and saved Israel from the Philistine.
Mm-hmm.
God is so good. There's power in the spoken word.
Well, amen. You're right. You're right.
Samuel spoke some powerful words of encouragement to the most unlikely candidate you could ever meet.
My.
That's why I'm speaking to you today.
My.
Regardless on what people think of you, regardless on what people say about you, there's potential in each and every one.
Amen. Amen.
See, when people think you can't do nothing,
well,
you prove them wrong.
Amen.
You prove them wrong. You show them what you can do in
That's
God.
That's
what the song say. He saw the best
in
me.
That's right.
When all around they saw the worst
in me. All right.
See, we can do something. Regardless on where we came from or what we did, God can use us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many of us have done something?
Amen.
In this life, how many of us have done something? If you don't raise your hand, you
don't
help us.
Amen. Amen.
How many of us have done something?
Amen.
Said something. Amen. Been places that we shouldn't be. Said that. If I can clap my heels, I'll clap my heels.
Amen. Amen.
All of us.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
But God looked beyond all that.
That's right. My.
And he saw all of you.
My.
He looked at all that stuff we had. All that excess baggage that we had.
That's right. Yeah. That's
and he saw our needs.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God I'm not what I used to be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
I thank you every day of my life.
Thank you.
As I look back, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
When I was trying to get out of church, when I didn't want to go to no church,
Didn't
want to listen to nobody,
Amen.
Didn't care what you said,
Amen.
I'm going to do my thing.
Amen. Amen.
But one day,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He touched me.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm not the same.
Amen. Amen.
He touched me.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I pressed towards the mark.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For the prize of the high calling.
Yes, sir.
That is in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
There's potential in each and every one of us.
Amen.
And what I'm trying to get you, what I'm trying to get us to realize that if we want things to happen in our community, if we want things to happen in our family, it's going to take all of us.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
If we want things to happen in this church, it's going to take all of us.
Amen. Amen.
Stepping.
Amen.
Striving.
Yes, sir.
For the advancement of this church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
In holiness.
Yes, sir.
Knowledge.
That's right.
In spirituality.
All right. That's word. That's word.
We just said it.
Amen. Amen.
We just said it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God is so good. And God knows everything.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. David was it. Was an incredible king that impacted so many people's lives.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. All because somebody believed in him. David became the person he was because of words of encouragement. Inside of each and every one of us today, there's potential. There's a king in each and every one of us today.
My Lord.
And the one that you speak to is the one that's going to come alive.
Yeah.
If you speak to hatred, hatred going to come alive.
All right.
If you speak to love, love going to come alive.
All right.
If you speak to encouragement, encouragement is going to come alive. I'm speaking encouragement to each and every one of you today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because I know what you can do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I know what you're capable of doing. All thing I ask is you to say, Lord, I yield.
Yeah.
I yield myself to thee.
That's it.
See, church, I'm not one that go around bragging. Mm. I don't do that.
Well,
because I know who I am.
Amen.
And I know that if it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side, I couldn't be the man that I am today.
Amen.
Because I know it's by the grace of God.
Amen.
Each and every one of us can do something. But whoever, but it is up to us.
That's right.
Each and individual.
That's right.
To choose who you speaking to.
Amen.
Who you speaking to. Because when you look in that mirror, you ain't looking at nobody but yourself.
All right.
That's who you're looking at. That's the one that will come alive.
Mm-hmm.
If you got festered in you, hatred, envy, strife, contentment, if you malice, if you got all that in your heart.
If you
got all that in your heart.
All right.
And you don't want to let it go. That's what coming alive.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's what coming alive.
Amen.
That's what coming alive. But if you got love in your heart, if you got encouragement in your heart, if you got patience in your heart, if you got long suffering in your heart, if you got endurance in your heart, that's what's gonna come alive.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because we got to understand it was amazing grace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That saved a wretch.
Thank you.
Like me.
Amen.
Thank you.
We are no different than the sons of Jesse.
That's right. That's right.
We're no different than the 12 disciples.
All right.
All of them had potential.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But we must have a willing heart.
That's right. That's right.
Only thing Jesus asked them, follow me.
That's right. That's
and they left everything.
That's it.
And follow him.
Yes. Word.
We're no different than the men and women of the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Inside of each and every one of us is a mighty king.
Yeah.
Inside of each and every one of us, there's faith and there's doubt.
Well, amen.
Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's faith.
Yes, sir.
And doubt.
Amen.
How many times we doubt God's word?
All right. All right.
How many times we believe God's word?
Well.
So whoever you speak to.
That's right.
Whoever you speak
that's
to.
That's right.
If you speak to faith, then you have faith.
Amen.
But if you speak to doubt, you're going to continue doubt.
That's right.
Because my Bible says God can do anything but faith.
Amen.
God can do all, whatever situation, circumstance you find yourself in, God can bring you out.
Amen.
God is a can-do God.
That's right. That's
amen. He can do all things.
That's right.
We can't do nothing. But God can.
Amen. Amen.
Inside of each and every one of us, there's victory.
Thank you, Lord.
And there's defeat.
Well.
If you choose defeat, you are defeated.
All right. Amen.
If you choose victory, then you will come out victorious.
Yes, sir.
The song say, victory is mine.
Amen.
Victory is mine. And what they say, I told Satan, get thee behind.
All right.
Because victory is mine. Satan don't want you to have victory.
Amen.
He don't want you to be all slumped over.
That's right.
All strung out. All feeling all hope is gone.
Yeah.
Mad at everybody.
That's right. That's
Think nobody love you.
That's right. That's right.
Soon somebody try to help you.
My Lord.
You say they doing it for a reason.
Amen.
God help us all.
Amen. Amen.
God help us all.
Help
1 Peter 2:9 tell us we are chosen. Generation.
Yeah.
A royal
priesthood.
Yes, sir. A holy nation.
Amen.
A peculiar people. That should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness.
That's right.
Into the marvelous light.
Amen.
Many are called.
Yeah.
But few are chosen.
Amen.
God see the potential in all of us.
That's right.
He is speaking to you and he is speaking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Come unto him, all ye that are labored.
That's right. That's right.
And are heavy laden.
That's right.
He said, take my yoke upon me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And learn of me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because my yoke is easy.
Burden.
and my burdens are light.
All right.
God got everything we need.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
There's something in each and every one of us.
Yes, sir.
There's something each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Encourage each other.
Amen.
Don't
amen.
Talk about each other.
I know.
Encourage
I know.
Each
I know.
Other.
I know.
Because you got to watch what you say.
Amen.
Because you can be speaking damnation.
That's right.
Into
that's
somebody's
right.
soul.
That's right.
Watch what you say.
Amen.
If you can't say nothing good, don't amen. Say nothing at all.
All right. All right. All right.
Use your tongue for edification.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Use your tongue to pick up your brothers and sisters.
That's right. That's
not to tear them down.
That's right. That's right.
There's potential in that person. You might can't see it.
Well,
but God said,
amen.
Why? Because God made them.
Amen.
And God didn't make no junk.
All right. All right.
Each one of us got potential.
Amen.
And I'm one. And I'm asking you today to use what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Use what you got.
That's right.
Each one of us can speak good things
mm-hmm.
or bad things.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You choose what you speak.
That's right. That's
you
right.
got to realize you speak bad of somebody.
Well,
somebody speaking bad about you.
My.
It's going to come around.
You're right. You're
you better
right.
watch
you're
what
right.
you say.
You're right. You're
you better right. watch what you do.
You're right.
Amen, yeah. amen, amen, amen. You can't speak bad of somebody and don't expect it to come back around to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Lord help us yeah. today. Yeah. You're going to reap. What you sow.
Right. All right.
Amen. You all go right. out there and sowing right. sour grapes.
All
and
right.
you think you're going to get a sweet pack?
All right.
Amen.
My
amen.
Lord. My Lord.
In this life, a little rain mm-hmm. must fall.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be up and you're going to be down.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
That's right. That's
nor his
right.
seed begging bread.
Amen. Amen.
Speak encouraging words to each other.
That's right.
That's speak right. encouraging words. Pick up that's your brothers right. and sisters. Because there's potential in each and every one of us.
Amen.
There's potential in each and every one of us. In order for us to make this world a better place.
Well,
we got to speak potential into each and every one. We got to look beyond the mess that they used to be.
My.
Look at them now.
My,
you know it's hard for us. You know it's hard for us to see somebody for who they really are.
Well,
we always think what they used to be.
Right, yeah. right, right.
Lord,
right.
I know they ain't got him up there preaching. Lord, I know they ain't got him up there deacon.
Yeah.
I remember he used to run with me. I remember when we used to be out, he stayed out a little longer.
Amen.
You know how we do.
All right, Pastor.
You know how we do. We see the worst in people.
All right, now.
But when somebody changed their life,
yes, sir.
And they are living witness, and you can see the fruit of the Spirit that lies within them.
Yeah.
But yet and still, we don't want to believe.
My Lord, right. my Lord, my Lord.
Yeah, we don't want to believe ourselves.
Well.
That person had made a change.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Jonathan, how he spoke encouraging words to David.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
And you got
that's
to realize Jonathan
mm-hmm.
was King Saul's son.
Amen. Yes, exactly. Amen.
And he was
amen.
Heir to the kingdom.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
Now
that's
he spoke right. encouraging words to David.
That's right.
That would have just been anointed king. He spoke encouragement. When
amen.
Saul wanted to kill him,
amen.
It was Jonathan that's that right. went to him.
That's right.
They encouraged David.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
He encouraged David.
Amen.
Lord, help us all. And we look again at Paul. I'm going to be finished.
Well,
look at Paul.
Yeah.
Everybody remember what he used to do.
That's right. That's
what
right.
he did.
That's right. That's
Lord help us today.
That's right.
But on the Damascus Road.
Yes, sir. Yes,
God
sir.
Changed.
Yes, sir.
It.
Yes,
and
sir.
You know who spoke words into Paul's life? It was Barnabas.
That's right. That's right.
It was Barnabas. Yes. Acts 9 and 26 and 27. When they came together, the disciples saw who Paul was. No, I don't have nothing
that's
to do
right.
with you, man.
You're right. You're right.
I knew what you used to do.
Right. You're
I know
right.
about you, man.
You're right. You're right.
I know about you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. But it was Barnabas.
Yes, sir.
Took him
yes,
sir. And brought him to the
that's
apostles.
Right. That's right.
And declared unto them
that's
how he had seen the Lord.
That's right.
and that he had spoken to him, and all he had preached boldly in Damascus.
Yeah.
It was Barnabas that spoke encouraging words about Saul.
That's right.
About Paul. That's why we got to speak encouraging words to each other.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help us today.
Amen.
I'm trying to help us today.
Amen.
I'm trying to help us today.
Amen.
When everybody around you thought you weren't nothing.
Mama.
When everybody around you thought you couldn't do nothing, you weren't going to be nothing. I'm here speaking encouraging words. You are somebody.
Amen.
And you can do anything. With God's help.
Yes, sir.
Let God guide you.
Amen.
Let God lead you.
Amen.
God is the answer.
That's it.
God is the answer.
That's it.
Yes. God chose David to be king. But it took another man to speak encouraging words to his life. So right now, church, I'm speaking encouraging words into your life.
Amen.
Speaking to your potential. I see that what you can do. Do you know if we bring all that potential into the church, powerful church we will be. If we bring all that potential into the church and everybody doing something. Everybody trying to do something. Everybody is benefiting from somebody else.
Right.
What a blessed church we will be. Y'all remember that old saying we was in school talking about, this is the church. This is the church.
Right.
This is the steeple. Open up the door. And there go the people. Y'all don't remember that?
Amen.
Lord, help us all.
Amen.
That's what we are.
Yeah.
We're a body of baptized believers.
Yes, sir.
On one accord. Because when God is in the midst, when God is in the mix, there's no telling what we can do.
Amen.
There's no telling what we can do.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you there's potential in each and every one of us today.
Amen.
There's potential in each and every one of us.
Amen.
But you choose which one of them you talk to.
Well,
yes, sir.
Well,
you choose.
Well,
you choose. If you want love to grow, you got to speak the love.
That's right.
If you won't, I don't want you to speak to hatred.
That's right.
Lord, I don't want you to speak to hatred.
Amen.
I don't want you to speak to envy.
Amen.
I don't want you to speak to strife.
Amen.
I don't want you to speak to contentment.
That's right.
I want you to speak to love every day.
Amen.
I want you to speak to love every day till you can't speak no more.
Yes, sir.
I want the love to flow from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. That's what I want you to speak to. That's what I want you to speak to. You ain't got to tell me nothing. I can see it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to tell me nothing. I can see it. I can see who you're speaking to.
Amen.
When we start loving one another.
Yes, sir.
When we start looking out for one another.
Well.
Amen. When we start showing each other instead of telling one another that we love.
Well.
We got to realize God first loves us.
Yes, sir.
Because God sent his son.
Amen.
And his son gave his life.
Amen.
What a wonderful
blessing
God is.
Amen.
He's a blessing to each and every one of us. God has been so good to us.
Yes, sir.
He brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, I love the Lord.
All right.
Because he hears my cry.
Yes, sir.
I love the Lord today.
Yes, sir.
Because the Lord will make a way.
Amen.
Somehow.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He'll make a way for you, and he'll make a way for me.
Amen.
I'm trying to find this in the book, and I can't find it. Somebody look it up for me. The Lord will make a way somehow. Somebody look it up and tell me what page it's on. 240 something. I don't know what it is. Somebody look it up for me. Because he will make a way somehow.
Amen.
God has been so good to us.
Yes, sir.
He brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways.
Yes.